The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce,
where diversity and opportunity are one.
From education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation, this program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities taking place all across Silicon Valley. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of Silicon Valley and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed business leaders, entrepreneurs, and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections. I'm your host, Carl Davis Jr., but I'm also the president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, where we help all small businesses start, finance, grow, and even exit their businesses. We're located at 25 North 14th Street, downtown San Jose, or you can reach us via the web at blackchamber.com. I am so happy today. I'm finally interviewing somebody that, very seldom do I just look up to people, but the gentleman that we have on the line today is a good friend of mine, and he's actually when you think about a servant leader, this is Wilbert Jackson. Would you want to share a little bit about, you know, who Wilbert Jackson is from your past and how you got here?
Well, I'd love to do that. You just tell me when to stop. I was born in Richmond, Virginia, also known as the capital of the Confederacy. I mentioned that, as you will tell in a moment. How significant that is, because I grew up during the era of Jim Crow. Mm-hmm. My education was all based on segregated schools and the separate but equal doctrine, which was proven not to be true at all. And I will say I survived that, but we had caring people in our community and in our schools who made a difference. And those were the beginnings that I had that I think sort of put me into a position to say, here's what I'm capable of doing. Here's the support system I have in my community. And here's what I need to do looking into the future in terms of giving back to that community. So I graduated from high school, Maggie Walker High School. I like to brag about that a little bit because Maggie Walker was the first black lady to own and operate her own bank. And it's a little known fact in African-American history in this country. I went to Virginia Union University, founded in 1865. And 1865 being a significant year, that was when the Civil War ended. And we decided that it was time to educate the former slaves. Mm-hmm. So with all of that as sort of my history and my background, I matriculated in biology because I loved science. When I was a senior in college, International Business Machine came to visit our campus and offered me a job. Mm-hmm. And I started as a junior programmer, learned how to program on the System 360. And my career with IBM is something, again, that I'm very proud of because I like challenges and I like learning new things. And my 40 years in computer software development exemplified that, in that I always worked on something that was new, innovative, and essentially transformative for the industry. So when I look at the industry today and I think about the role that I played, I have a great sense of accomplishment and pride. From there, I began working in the community in a variety of roles. One of the things that I did very early was I like sports, and so I did a lot of coaching of youth sports activities, football, baseball, basketball. And it was just the fun of being in touch with the community, being in touch with the youth of the community, and trying to make a difference in their life and give them some life lessons in the process of learning a particular sport, but also the value of teamwork and being a good contributor and preparing yourself for whatever it is, whatever goals you may set, prepare yourself to be successful.
Well, I know about that basketball stuff. I know about that basketball stuff, Wilbur, because that's when you recruited me. For those who hear this show and later on it becomes a podcast, you can officially blame Wilbur for everything I do because he knows I've said that before. Wilbur recruited me off the campuses of Cal State LA. I was minding my own business in LA. Remember that, y'all. I was in LA, and Wilbur brought me up to the Bay Area. Wilbur, are you proud of that?
I'm very proud of that, and I'm proud of you, too. And whatever you do now, in the past, and in the future, you can count on me to support you because you do the right thing, and that's important. And you're supporting the community as being done for the sake of economic development, which is a critical part of the community's continued advancement is the economic piece. I more recently decided, actually about 12 years ago, that I was going to help the Santa Clara County Black Leadership Kitchen Cabinet. For those who may not know that, you can read about it on its website at blkc.org, BLKC, Black Leadership Kitchen Cabinet.org. Now, not to be confused with the company that makes kitchen cabinets, it's a little more profound than that, actually, because what the Black Leadership Kitchen Cabinet was formed to do was to bring together the entire community to focus on issues impacting the African-American community of Silicon Valley and fight for whatever needed to be done to make that particular issue better. Mm-hmm. So, for example, one of the first projects that we took on was recognizing leaders in the community across Silicon Valley. That had never been done. Mm-hmm. And there was an event, I'd say at least 10 years ago, where at that time, everyone who was serving in some public service capacity as a top management person was identified, their profiles were brought forward in an event centered on their contributions to the community. Mm. I don't think anything like that has been done since that time, but it certainly was well received at that time and I think continues to be a very valuable need in the community. Recognition of those who are supporting the community and who are providing the leadership that makes the community move forward.
And what about those studies, Wilbur? Are you going into that?
The next thing we did was we said, hey, how's the health of the African-American community? And we did an extensive study with a quarter of $1 million in research and hired top-notch researchers from around the country and went to the community and said to the community, what do you need? Rather than, here's what I think you need, we said, what do you need? And the community told this research project what they needed. And out of that grew a concept that they needed their own clinic where they could go and feel comfortable working with medical professionals who looked like them, who were sensitive to their community, were sensitive to their cultural needs. And out of that grew what is now running, I think in its third year, the Roots Clinic here in San Jose. It is a very proud model of what the community can do when it comes together in a cross-sectional way, because every facet of the community is at the table at the Black Kitchen Cabinet. Every facet of the community, education, social services, private business,
economic development,
fraternities, all of those components that go to make up and the everyday citizen who really cares about their community. So
do you know how rare that is, Wilbur? Yeah. I'm going to jump in for a second. Do you know how rare that is? When I'll go, and I mentioned it before in front of the Black Leadership Kitchen Cabinet the other day, when I go to Oakland or L.A. or any of these other cities, people are amazed when I talk about how the Black Leadership Kitchen Cabinet can come together and sort of get in front of people with a voice. And we know we all think differently. We all are different. But yet when it comes to talking about our community, we're able to put those differences aside and go for something that's going to bless our community. That is very rare, Wilbur.
We recognize the special nature mm-hmm. of what we're doing, and we're constantly, as a consequence of that, we're constantly challenging ourselves to say, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't sit on one success and say we're done. The next thing we tackle was education, and that's still what I would call a work in process, because the research has been done, the community has been interrogated, if you will. Mm-hmm. That's probably not the best way to say
mm-hmm.
it, but
mm-hmm.
the entire community was asked to come to the table
mm-hmm.
and identify what they felt would make a difference in the education system for their families. And that work has developed into a set of initiatives, subcommittees under that umbrella, and they are working to develop final outcomes, if you will, in terms of what to do.
Man,
what can
Wilbur.
We do to change the dynamic of education in our community from K through 12 all the way through advanced degrees? So that's a work in process. And I would say, if you're not aware of it, check the blkc.org website, or if you know someone who's working in that area, speak to them about it, because it's critical to the community that we have a healthy community, that we have an educated community. The next thing,
Wilbur, before you dive into that next one, we only got about 30 seconds. I'd like to take that on the other half. The name of the show is Silicon Valley Business Connections.
Join the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce and watch your business grow. Participate in mixers, webinars, and training workshops to help start, finance, and grow your business, all with the help of the Chamber's certified Small Business Development Center's consultants for free. That's right. Sign up for one-on-one help from a certified Small Business Development Expert Advisor for free. Call 408-288-8806 or visit blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com.
And now, back to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
Yeah, a little old school for those. Welcome back to Silicon Valley Business Connections. My guest today is Mr. Wilbur Jackson. Now, if you Google Wilbur Jackson, you better put Alpha Phi Alpha on there, because you end up getting a 49ers running back. That's not this Wilbur. How you doing, Wilbur?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Carl.
You know, I alluded to the fact that, and we can talk about that a little bit later, because I wanted you to finish what you were saying about the Black Leadership Kitchen Cabinet. And you had said that they had done an educational study and
right.
that this was open for everybody. And what was the results of that, Wilbur?
The results of the education study fundamentally is very similar to the results we found from the community with regards to health. They want a place they can go where their kids are honored, treasured, where they can learn about their culture and background. And so what the committee is now looking at is what can be done. You know, is it a function of going into the existing systems and altering them to better accommodate those requirements? Or is it as simple as starting your own school? None of those things are cast in concrete. They're still being evaluated, and we will come up with the best solution. And I would say that's what I expect, is that solution will evolve over time. And we didn't get to where we are today overnight, mm-hmm. and we're not going to get yeah. to where we need to be without some kind of an evolutionary movement. So the starting part is just the revolution of saying, hey, we have to change.
Mm-hmm.
And then as that change starts to materialize, it we have to recognize that it's going to evolve over time.
Hey, can I say something, Wilbur? Can I chime in, Wilbur? I want people to know, when they think about Black Leadership Kitchen Cabinet, you gave them the website, but give them a little information, because it meets the first Thursday of every month, right? And
that's correct.
And you're the secretary. So how could somebody get connected to Black Leadership Kitchen Cabinet besides the website? Is there any other way? Facebook? I know you said there's something special on Facebook.
Yes. So we have our website. We have a Facebook page and a Facebook group. The Facebook page, just go on to Facebook, if you're familiar with that, and type in Black Leadership Kitchen Cabinet, and it will give you that option. There is a Facebook group. It's a little bit different. It's more for internal use. So if you decide to become a member of the Black Leadership Kitchen Cabinet, and we have over 300 members.
Wow.
Representing all cross, an entire cross section of the community, and not just here in Silicon Valley, but as Carl had mentioned earlier in the show, that this program, this kitchen cabinet idea, is very unique. And so there are people all over the country who are interested in it, and they also want to learn about what we're doing and focus on what we're doing, and that Facebook group is an opportunity to participate. So you would have to go on to the group and request permission to become a member of the group, and that would come to me, and I would make sure that you got on.
And Wilbur, I want to say this for those listening, that they're invited to come the first Thursday of every month. It's not a closed meeting. The community is invited to come, and many times the Black Leadership Kitchen Cabinet will have representatives from the city, the county, the state, police force. Issues that are, you know, germane to African Americans are brought there by the Black Leadership Kitchen Cabinet, and the guests or hosts are going to have that day. But you, as an individual, are invited to come, and you don't have to be Black. You could be, you know, any ethnicity, right, Wilbur?
That's true. That's very true. And it's important that the entire community participate and commit themselves to supporting the community. So. Very true. And please do investigate, come out and visit. I will say that we have one special meeting coming up the first Thursday of February, because we have been running a special program. It's called the Lantern Reading Program. And what we've done for the last 5 years is a group of volunteer readers go into a local elementary school and read books. All of these books are African-American themes. All of these books are authored by African-American, illustrated by African-Americans. So it shows the creativity of the African-American people around the world, actually, not just in Silicon Valley. And it becomes sort of an interesting experience for the young kids in elementary school, because for most of them, that's the first time they've been exposed to that type of insight into the African-American community. You know, otherwise, you depend on what you see on television, which doesn't depict it at all.
I'm glad you said that, Wilbur. I want to chime in on that. That is so important, because if our kids don't hear these stories, our kids don't know these stories, and therefore, when they grow up, they can't even pass it on to other people. It is very important that if you have the time to read just one morning, right, Wilbur, it's only 1 hour. Is it an hour?
Less than an hour.
Less than an hour. Please.
And we're always looking for volunteer readers. And I can say I've been doing it for 5 years, and it's a lot of fun. Just the kids are great.
Well, tell me a little bit about, you know, you do that for the youth, but you did something, too, that I was really just impressed with. When I went to a high school and you did something for rites of passage. Can you say a little bit about what you did with the rites of passage, Wilbur?
Well, as Carl may have mentioned earlier, I'm a member of Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity. I'm a life member. I've been in the fraternity for over 50 years. I love the fraternity, and I think one of the main reasons I do is because they have some programs that really focus in on the needs of the community. They have a voteless people as a hopeless people, which in 2020 becomes an even more critical program if we're going to change the way we're being governed. Number two is go to high school, go to college, which started in 1920s when the fraternity realized that in order to get ahead, like I said before, on behalf of the kitchen cabinet, we've got to educate our people. And completing high school is important, but going on to college is even more important. So through those two programs, it helped me to get engaged many years ago in the community. The last one that Carl's talking about is called the Rites of it's called mm-hmm. Project Alpha. Mm-hmm. The Project Alpha originally was designed to address teenage pregnancy from the male perspective. Mm. And I worked on that project for many, many years. I was the national coordinator for that going back to the 1990s. And it's still a very needed program in the community. It's a way for us to teach the young men to be more responsible. But that kind of evolved mm-hmm. into a local program that I work with now called the Rites of Passage. Mm-hmm. And the Rites of Passage is based on true African culture and the way young boys are raised in the community. You know how they say it takes a village mm-hmm. to raise a child? Mm-hmm. Well, that's certainly true with the Rites of Passage, because the village comes together, surrounds the boys, and teaches them what they need to know in order to be responsible men and to wear the title of man. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't demonstrate to the community that you are a man by their standards, then you'll be a boy for the rest of your life.
Mm.
And who wants to be a boy? Nobody. Wow. So I love the Rites of Passage. We just recently announced that we're postponing the program for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sad to say that's the first time it's been done. And the reason it's being done is because we did not get enough registered boys.
Mm.
So ask yourself this question: are there boys in our community who need a program that teaches them male responsibility and how to be a man? Mm. I hope the answer is yes to that
wow.
question. And
wow.
we need to go to ORIKI, that's ORIKI, ritesofpassage.org, and get those boys registered so we can have this program in the year 2020 and start making a difference for that next group of young men, ages 14 to 17.
Wow, I want to say that again, Wilbur. That's ORIKI, ORIKI.org.
ORIKI, ritesofpassage.org.
Ritesofpassage.org. Okay.
That's all one word. That's a mouthful, but it's all one word.
Well, you know, Wilbur, you know, before before our time is up, Wilbur, because of your heart and all the things you've done, I mean, you were selected to be a Black Legend, which is, that's just a wonderful award that you received. Can you talk a little bit about the Black Legend Award? Because I know their event is coming up and other people may want to know a little bit about the Black Legends. Can you speak a little bit about that?
The Black Legends is working in conjunction with an initiative to create an African-American museum for Silicon Valley. Is greatly needed. We certainly have enough to fill that kind of museum with facts and artifacts regarding the contributions of African-Americans in Silicon Valley. They've created the Legends Award for those in a variety of categories like medicine, community service, civic service, mm-hmm. Military service, et cetera. So all facets of life are represented in those categories of recognition. What will happen is...
Hey, Wilbur, you know what we're going to have to do, Wilbur? Man, because I want to dive more into this, we're not going to be able to finish it. We only got about 20 seconds left for the show. So we're just going to have to invite you back, Wilbur. You have so much to share. I am so sorry that we're out of time. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr. and brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. More information about today's show is available by going to the Chamber's website, blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. Or call 408-288-8806. That's 408-288-8806.
Copies of our podcast are available online at blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email info@blackchamber.com. Keeping you connected, Silicon Valley Business Connections.